We're going to focus in on team news now of the big game that involves Donegal coming up later today. As we know, there was that news of Owen Van Gallagher during the week where he has reportedly broke his ankle, and it looks as if the season is done now for the Killybegs man, which is devastating for him. It's a huge blow because he's such a key part of the cog of Donegal moving forward. Big blow for the player himself and a huge blow for Donegal as well, but it happens at times in football, which is the unfortunate side of sport at times, and it's come to the door of Owen Van Gallagher, and we wish him all the best in his recovery from that injury. Now, there is always speculation in relation to players who have knocks and are carrying knocks into big games. We didn't see Paddy McGrath the last day feature at McCool Park, and rumours are rife and speculation is rife here in Croke Park, and we heard it coming up the road as well, that Paddy McGrath seems to be out of this game too and may not feature. And we're going to throw another one in as well. There is a lot of speculation in relation to Gidor's Neil McGee, that he may not feature here today as well. So if those two stories are correct, added to Owen Ban, that means we're going to be missing a half of our regular back six, which is far from ideal coming in for a game for Donegal against Kerry, Brendan.
Absolutely, and you know, we know the potent forward line that Kerry have, and there's a lot of them Kerry forwards that are going to need close attention and man-to-man marking. You know, Paddy McGrath is probably our best man marking, has been for the last number of years. Neil McGee is the fulcrum of our defence, and of course Owen Ban Gallagher, like, Croke Park is a stage that's meant for Owen Ban, and I just want to wish him a speedy recovery. No one wants to miss out on this type of games, and he's a massive loss. So it is a problem for Donegal, but listen, you're in a Super 8s competition and you are going to pick up knocks. We're not the only team that are picking up knocks at this stage, and this is really going to test our squad depth. You know, guys are going to have to step up to the mark that maybe didn't get too much game time to date. There's speculation over who will come in. We don't really know. I suppose you're planning all week and doing your matchups and who's going to take who, and then you get these words on Saturday and Sunday of who might be out and who might be in. So it's difficult for us to fathom out. I'm sure it is difficult for the Donegal management too to get their matchups right.
Yeah. Okay then, we're just going to look at the starting 15s for Donegal and Kerry. The 15 for Donegal shows one change from the 15 which lined out last week. Obviously Owen Van Gallagher is not included there. Dara O'Boyle is named to come in his place, and he will start in the halfback line. So the 15 is going to look like this. Sean Patton, hands down, probably the best keeper in the country in 2019 in the Championship, will once again start for Donegal. Orm McFadden-Ferry is going to get his third start of the Championship and his third start in a senior jersey for Donegal. He will wear number 2. We wait to see what's going to happen with Neil McGee. He is named, as usual, at fullback. And then wearing number 4 is Stephen McMenamin, who could have a man-to-man job on David Clifford today. The halfback line is made up of Ryan McHugh, Darrell Boyle, and for a second time this year, Paul Brennan is getting a start for Donegal. Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee have once again been named in the middle of the park. Kieran Thompson, Niall O'Donnell and Jimmy Brennan are the half-forward line. And then up top, we've got Patrick McBurtie, Michael Murphy and Michael Langan named as 13, 14 and 15. That's the programme team for Donegal. There's no Paddy McGrath named on that 15 for Donegal, and there's no Paddy McGrath named in the substitutes either for Donegal. Neil McGee is named. We're going to wait to see, closer to throwing time, what the situation is there. Let's turn to Kerry. There's two changes from the side, which took victory, a very impressive victory against Mayo last time out. Shane Ryan is in goals. Jason Foley, Tag Morley and Tom O'Sullivan are the fullback line. Paul Murphy, Gavin Crowley and Gavin White are at 5, 6 and 7. The first of the changes is in midfield. Jack Sherwood joins the powerhouse of David Moore in the middle of the park. The second change is in the half forward line. Graham O'Sullivan is wearing 12, with 10 and 11 being Aidan Spillane and Sean O'Shea. David Clifford, Paul Guinea and Stephen O'Brien are 13, 14 and 15, and named amongst the substitutes, of course, that we were expecting to be named among the substitutes is James O'Donoghue, and we were told that he may be in the squad for today and he may not. A reported injury picked up in the Mayo game seems to have ruled him out of this fixture at Croke Park here today. So that's your team news ahead of Kerry against Donegal. Full live match coverage as from 4 o'clock, and we'll have the build-up to the big Donegal game before that as well.